103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this is really sad. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not going to her boyfriend's mom's funeral.
Wait. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Now you want to go back to the Venmo talk, don't you? That we were just having, don't you?
I'm listening.
All right. It says, Dear Allie and DZ, this is so sad. I lost my mom in a car accident when I was 14 years old. And obviously, my life has never been the same. I was raised by my father. Well, my boyfriend just lost his mom to cancer. Her funeral is coming up. And I told him that I just don't want to go because it's going to be too upsetting for me and will trigger my anxiety. He says he needs me there. I'm being selfish and I'm not being there for him. But I told him I think the opposite. I think he's forcing me to go when I've gone through something traumatic by losing my mom when I was 14 to a car accident.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I might have a panic attack even at the funeral.
Dang.
Am I the jerk for not going to my boyfriend's mom's funeral?
Ooh.
I don't think it's going to help anyone.
The guy that needs it is saying that it would help him if you were there.
She's saying, I can't. It's too much for me to go to a funeral. It's too much of a trauma and a traumatic thing for me to go to funerals.
She was 13 when her mom
14
passed?
14 when her mom died in a car accident. She's saying, I don't want to go to funerals.
You need your parents at every stage of life, right? But in those teen years, a young lady and her mother passing, that is... Ow.
Really
to say the least,
sad.
But you've gone through that grief. You've gone through that loss. Mm-hmm. You've almost processed it, maybe not in the best way since it's still triggering to you, but you processed it for a few years now.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you at least 20, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's been
a couple years.
Well, you got a boyfriend. You're adults. Yeah, I'm assuming. This is tough, dude.
This is fresh for your man.
And yeah, exactly. And he needs you. I would be upset if my significant other didn't come with me to a funeral for one of my parents. But then this is layered so hard because she's like, I don't do funerals. It triggers my anxiety. I get a panic attack. My mom died when I was 14 suddenly. I can't do it.
Not everybody trauma bonds. Not everybody. And some people could, and I say trauma bond and I don't want it to sound negative, but you can come to a good positive bond. Through some traumatic experiences,
it can be
like
a
loss,
thing.
Especially of a parent when it's the same parent. But she's going already before even trying. Oh no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's because you're internalizing it. You're internalizing. Feel. Let yourself feel that. Maybe you need to have that panic attack. Maybe you haven't dealt with some of the things you thought dealt with.
So you think she's being a jerk for not going? Is what you're saying? Total jerk.
I don't think the relationship is going to go much further if she doesn't go to this funeral.
Probably not.
You feel me?
414-533-1037. I mean, they could bond over that.
I thought.
Now they've both lost their mom, but she's saying, I can't go to your mom's funeral. It's too much for me because I lost my mom when I was a kid.
Doesn't sound like she wants to bond over the loss of a parent.
No.
Really. It really does.
She doesn't want to relive it at all.
At all.
She's like, I don't want to redo this. I get it. Yeah, it'd be tough.
And as a partner, can you hold that against somebody? Like, you have to understand, right? He's experiencing a fresh loss. So he might be a little irrational. I think he was a little bogus when he was talking all that. It sounded like he was talking trash, being like, you're being selfish, you're being unsupportive. He's expressing his frustration because he's going, I need you and I don't know who else to turn to. I got you and you can't be here. He probably understands what she's feeling, doesn't want to hold it against her, but also going, you can't put that aside for me? And the answer is no.
Sarah McGuanago said, not the jerk, but maybe you could go half the time or even half an hour. That's not an option.
Nah.
She's saying going at all is going to send her over the edge.
I doubt she could go even sit in the car. You know what I mean? Like, she'd be outside the funeral home or whatever and bugging out.
Oh, people are going nuts on the text right now. They're saying, jerk, how do you think your boyfriend feels? This is traumatic for him and he needs your support. I agree with DZ. This relationship will probably be over. Natalie in Menominee Falls. Yeah, and probably... But I don't know. I feel weird forcing her to go to the funeral.
You can't force somebody to deal with trauma they haven't dealt with.
Yeah.
I've got childhood trauma that I haven't dealt with. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nobody going to force me to deal with it either.
Yeah.
So I understand fully where she's coming from. She lost a parent at 14. Childhood you hasn't dealt with that trauma just because adult you is an adult now.
Listen, 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not going to her boyfriend's mother's funeral, but she lost her mom when she was a kid. So she's saying it's too much of a trigger for me. I just can't go.
She'd lose it if she went. Ooh. And I understand it, but I don't.
This is tough because I want to say not the jerk, but I just, oh my gosh. I'm going to let the listeners handle this one. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, her name is Katie. I didn't even tell you her name. Everybody is fired up on the text today, but she wants to know if she's a jerk if she does not go to her boyfriend's mom's funeral. She lost her mom when she was 14 in a car accident, and now her boyfriend has lost his mom to cancer, and she's saying, it's too triggering. I'm going to have a panic attack. I can't do it. I can't go to the funeral and support him. I just can't. Nikita from Racine said she's a jerk, and this coming from someone who doesn't process easily as well, but I've supported my friends and anyone I've dated during their loss.
Friends and significant others.
But did you lose your mom when you were 14 and then have a significant other who's losing their mom?
If you see yourself maybe
been in those shoes.
Marrying this individual, even that's hard because you're going, now I really got to, you know, make sure that I'm their strong rock for the rest of life.
Totally. Let's start with April in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, April.
Hello.
Hi. We want to know, is Katie the jerk if she doesn't go to her boyfriend's mom's funeral?
She's not the jerk. I think she's self-aware. She knows that that's going to be probably harder for her, and she can't be the support that he needs. Mm. What would make her a jerk is if she's not doing something outside of attending the funeral to be supportive.
Oh, that's true.
I do like that you say she's self-aware, that
not
she
selfish.
Knows. Because what's going to happen? She's going to get there and make a scene at the funeral.
Make it worse.
But then you want her there.
Now she's falling out and somebody got to take care of her.
Now we can't go to the repast and enjoy our chicken.
We can't. Bye, April.
April, goodbye. Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye. Much love. That was so good.
We can't go enjoy our chicken.
Now we can't enjoy them little finger sandwiches.
Oh, man. All right. Teddy, what is going on here? Teddy in Shorewood texted in and says, our texts are a hot mess, man. Not the jerk. She's been through it with her mom dying. She has her own feelings, and if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to.
Yeah, I got to respect that answer.
Well, Lauren doesn't agree. Let's go to Lauren in Watertown this morning. Hi, Lauren.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, day two.
I say jerk because I agree with DZ. I don't know how I could be with someone that isn't there for me.
At your mom's funeral.
Right.
Somebody texted and said, huge jerk. The doc will give you a Valium to chill out, but I can guarantee he will never forgive you. Yeah. I still have resentment for people less close that chose not to go to my mom's funeral. Oh, dang! Well,
and I didn't hate what April said. If she's doing something else, like if you're holding your man down, what's important is holding him down. But the thing is,
this is Lauren.
He asked you to hold him down at the funeral. No, but and what April was saying,
before,
like before, like as long as she's doing something outside of the funeral, if she don't attend, maybe not. But no, he wants you there. That's what he specifically said.
And that's why, Lauren, you're saying jerk.
Yeah, and I also think, like, sometimes, like, nobody's ever going to get over such, like, a tragic death in their family. Mm-hmm. But I think part of the grieving process is facing that fear.
Yeah. As hard
and
as it is.
So I feel like that might help her grieve more. And if
this is like exposure therapy, but this is crazy. Yeah. It's like, I know
that's what Lauren's saying. That's what Lauren's saying. It might help you a little bit, even though it might be hard and you might crash out.
And hold on. Christine and Franklin texted in and said, jerk, will she expect him to go to her dad's funeral in the future? Here's why that's a bad parallel, because she didn't lose her dad tragically. So going to her dad's funeral is not the same. She's going to his mom's funeral. She lost her mom tragically. They're not the same, in my opinion.
No.
I don't think it's a parallel.
No.
Plus, at a funeral, there's going to be like other people crying, expressing emotions. So it's not like if she wouldn't be like standing out, you know, from the others.
From the crowd.
She could always go to the bathroom, you know, if she really couldn't like keep her composure and be there for him.
She could at least try, is what Lauren's saying. She could at least try. And if it doesn't work, at least you tried. He can't hold it against you then at all. at all. You tried.
I don't know. This is telling someone to just get over it is crazy when it's something this traumatic. That's why I'm just kind of like, okay, guys.
I hear you.
Try it and let me know how that goes for you.
I'm open to it, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might help her. It might not.
Well, the texts are all over the place between both ways, jerk and not the jerk. Thank you for calling, Lauren.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. We have one that says, jerk. We all hate funerals and she needs to suck it up. Then the one above that says, not the jerk. Everyone handles death differently because no one's situation is the same. It's as and or worse on someone who doesn't handle death well, and they won't be a help. They will be a hindrance.
Both are true statements somehow.
Yeah, honest to God. Amy's in Germantown. She gets to be the tiebreaker today. Hi, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Morning. I can't even keep up with these texts. They're going crazy at 414-533-1037.
Bing, 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 bing. Wow. All caps, low caps, some curse words, bruh.
Whoever texted in, newsflash, everybody dies. You have to support others no matter what. Slow down. You're being really insensitive.
Some people are insensitive in death, and everybody handles death differently.
I don't even stress about death. Like, I understand some people are afraid of it. You have a fear, but I don't have a fear of death at all. Yeah. You either do or you don't, right? It's one of these things for people. That's why I'm like, everybody handles stuff differently. Chill out.
Amy,
which way you going? Jerk or not the jerk for not going to the mom's funeral?
This is a tough one. I went back and forth. I can definitely see both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say not the jerk. Ooh. I mean, she was honest with him and said, you know, look, I've got past trauma. And like the first caller said, there's, you know, she can still be there for him outside the funeral. But at least she's being honest with him.
Yeah.
You know.
And maybe their relationship won't last. Maybe they'll bond over it after, you know, the funeral. Because technically, now that they've both lost their mom, there should be some kind of bonding moment, right? Even though they lost them differently.
I'm sorry, but his mother was sick. It's kind of like they were prepared. How do they not prepare for this moment? Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing, she lost mom suddenly in an accident. Mother being sick, depending on how aggressive the cancer might have been, they could have had time to really process and hopefully, you know, figure things out together, but they didn't. Clearly.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. All right, Amy says not the jerk. Woo!
Appreciate you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Oh no, where'd she go?
I don't know.
Whatever. All right, so not the jerk. I don't know which way I saw that go. I don't think I had an idea because it's so wild, this one.
I think I went back and forth so much because I could answer both ways, honestly, and I did not know which way it was going to hit.
Somebody texted in, jerk, I lost my mom tragically. Even if it wasn't tragic, it's a loss of a mom. She should understand what he's going through and should be there for him if she really cares for him. Oh, now you're saying get over your, show how much you care for him by putting your own self through trauma.
You can't say that for somebody else.
That's not fair.
You can't tell someone
to put themselves in a traumatic place to prove their love for you. That's not fair.
You could think it. You can't say it, though.
You know what, TZ? When you're right, you're right. I love it.